With SRN Sports, I'm Bernie Bennett. Florida and Walter Clayton Jr. somehow overcame Houston's spirit-crushing defense Monday night to wheel out a 65-63 victory in the NCAA title game thriller not decided until Clayton's own D stopped the Cougars from taking a game-winning shot at the buzzer. Clayton finished with 11 points, but what he'll be remembered for most was getting Houston's Emmanuel Sharp to stop in the middle of his motion as he tried to go up for the game-winning three in the final seconds. Clayton ran at him, Sharp dropped the ball, and watched it bounce there while the clock ticked to zero. Florida won its third national title and denied Houston its first. President Donald Trump welcomed Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and the reigning champion Los Angeles Dodgers to the White House on Monday to congratulate them for winning the World Series last season. Trump singled out several Dodgers for their achievements, praising Ohtani for becoming baseball's first 50-home run, 50-stolen base player, and National League Champion Series MVP Tommy Edman. This is SRN Sports. Offense is down again at the start of the big league season, with hits even harder to come by. The big league batting average was .239 through the first full week of play, down from .240 through the first full week of 2024. While the overall average generally goes up as weather warms in much of the country, last year's average didn't rise much and finished at .243, among the eight lowest years since Professional Baseball League started in 1871. This year's current average is just above the record low of .237 set in 1968's year of the pitcher. In interleague play on Monday, the Cubs beat Texas, Baltimore beat Arizona, and San Diego beat the A's. In the American League, Detroit beat the Yankees, Toronto beat Boston, and Kansas City beat Minnesota. We saw Seattle beat Houston. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat St. Louis, Washington beat the Dodgers, the Mets beat Miami, and Cincinnati beat San Francisco. In the NBA, Sacramento beat Detroit, and Miami beat Philadelphia. In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, Florida beat Houston. This is SRN Sports.